Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter 10, Text Number 25. Okay. Translation. Thereupon, because of his desire to control movement, his legs became manifest, and from the legs a controlling deity named Vishnu was generated. By his personal supervision of this act, all varieties of human being are busily engaged in dutiful occupational sacrifices. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Every human being is engaged in his particular occupational duty, and such activities are visible as men go hither and thither. This is very prominently visible in the big cities of the world. People are going all over the cities with great concern from one place to another. This movement is not limited only to the cities, but is also visible outside the cities from one place to another or from one city to another by different means of vehicles. Men are moving by cars and rails on the road, by subways within the earth, and by planes in the sky for the purpose of business success. But in all these movements, the real purpose is to earn wealth for comfortable life. For this comfortable life, the scientist is engaged, the artist is engaged, the engineer is engaged, the technician is engaged, and all different branches of human society. But they do not know how to make the activities purposeful to fulfill the mission of human life. Because they do not know this secret, all their activities are targeted towards the goal of sense gratification, without control, and therefore, by all this business, they are unknowingly entering into the deep regions of darkness. Because they have been captivated by the external energy, the Supreme Lord of the Supreme Lord, they have completely forgotten the Supreme Lord Vishnu. Thus, they have taken it for granted that this life, as presently manifested under the conditions of material nature, is all in all for enjoying the highest amount of sense gratification. But such a wrong occupation of conception of life cannot give anyone the desired peace of mind, and thus in spite of all advancement in knowledge by use of the resources of nature, no one is happy in this material civilization. The secret is that every step they should try to execute sacrifices toward the path of world peace. The Bhagavad Gita 18:45 and 46 also advises the same secret in the following verses. Sve sve karmanya birata samsidim labhate nara svakarma niratak siddhim yatak bindati tatshrinu yatak pravrittir bhutanam yena sarvam idam tatam svakarmana tamabhyarcha siddhim bindati manava. The Lord said to Arjuna, just hear from me how one can attain the highest perfection of life simply by discharging his specified occupational duty. Man can attain the highest perfection of life by worshiping the Supreme Lord and by performing sacrifice for the sake of the Supreme Lord Vishnu, who is all-pervading and by whose control every living being acquires his desired facilities according to his personal propensity. There is no harm in having different propensities in life because every human being is proportionately independent to chalk out the plan of his life by different occupations. But one should make it a point in his life to know perfectly well that he is not independent absolutely. One is certainly under the control of the Supreme Lord and under different agencies. Knowing this, one should make it a point that by his work and the result of his labor, he serves the Supreme Lord as prescribed by the authorities expert in the transcendental loving service of the Supreme Lord Vishnu. By performing such occupational duties of life, the leg is the most important instrument of the body because without the help of the legs, one cannot move from one place to another. Therefore, the Lord has special control over the legs of all human beings which are meant for performing yajnas. Om Agyana Timirandasya Ganashana Shalakaya Chaksura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savarutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishna Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Jinam Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pascha Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gaura Trishe Namaha Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu, Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika, Kanta, Radha, Kanta, Namaste. Sapta Kanchana Gaurange, Radhe, Vrindavaneshwari, Vishwabhanu, Sute, Devi, Pranamami, Hari. Vanchakalpa, Suryascha, Kripa, Sindhu, Devascha, Patitanam, Pavane, Vrindavaneshwari. Nukamsaro, Jagatpalam, Pangvanam, Vrindavate, Vrindavane. Sat Kripa Tamaham Bande Sri Gurundina Sarana.
I just know that God has reached all those prayers of us. Can say more to connect us. That's the parampara. So we have to always acknowledge, you know, where whatever we can do is coming from and pray that we can represent them, that they'll, Krishna will utilize us to represent the parampara. Then anybody can do anything. And blind man can climb, you know, see stars in the sky. A crippled man can climb mountains, and a stupid man can speak eloquently. I was just reading in Lord Chaitanya when the Balabhavata came, and he was a devotee, considered an advanced devotee, and he approached Lord Chaitanya, and he was glorifying him, and that's where we get that verse that. Unless one is empowered by the Lord, he can't spread the holy name. And he was saying, you've spread the holy name so much, so obviously you're the God and everything. And but Lord Chaitanya could understand he was proud. So he said, no, I learned, you know, I learned about something from Advaita. I can't remember all the details, but he listed off so many devotees that what he'd learned from each one of them. But I'm nobody, but I learned from Nityananda this, and I learned from Sarvabhauma, the real idea that Krishna is God, and I learned from Ramananda Roy, the highest thing is Radha and Krishna. He listed like 20, 30 devotees. And then that devotee was impressed. You know, but later he was still puffed up. That's the right attitude. You know. So in line with this is quite a long purport, but in the Brahma Samhita, verse 61, it says, abandoning all meritorious performances, serve me with faith. Sarva Dharma Parichaja. Krishna speaking. The realization will correspond with the nature of one's faith. The people of the world act ceaselessly in pursuance of some ideal. And that's basically what that purport stresses on. And I don't, maybe you've seen some of those movies where they show like aerial view of New York City or something, or Bombay, and they speed it up a little bit. Mm. It's just... it's madness, you know. They're just rushing. Even if you don't speed it up, it's pretty mad. I remember that I hadn't been in America for some time, and then I went to Los Angeles Airport for book distribution. We were outside. We couldn't go inside at the time, so, you know, people coming out of the baggage claim and people meeting them. That's what it looked like to me. I said, I was thinking it's impossible. It looked like everybody was going, like, so fast. And just then after a few days, it started to look like I could see that it wasn't quite that. Some people were standing still. And stuff. But it's just total madness. Bangkok is one of the most, you know, crazy ones out there. just jammed up, traffic, and in the rush time, even the, you know, the new metro is just stuffed to max. Now in Singapore they have a ride the metro for free. If you get off before 7:45 in the morning, then you don't have to pay in the main city, because they're trying to get people to, they said, then you can have a peaceful breakfast or you can work out or something, you know, before, because the rush hour is overcrowded. The Tokyo subways are running at 3 times capacity or something, so they also give a discount if you go in off-peak time. Yeah, but it's just getting worse and worse, because people are just madly, and then they're rushing, you know, to have a, like we do, you know, we rush somewhere to go to the beach for a couple hours or something and rush back. And in America, if you leave any city early in the morning, you'll see like 50 miles of bulked up traffic coming in, because people don't want to live in the city, so they live far away, but then they have to leave at 5 in the morning and drive to work. Or take the train, you know, Prabhupada described, you know, they're just madness. It's everywhere. I was in, I think, Surat or something, and we went to take the train to Bombay, and it was 5 o'clock in the morning, it was completely full. And it was 3 hours. And those people every day to go to work, and then they get home around 11 at night. But they get a little more money, you know, by doing that. So this is the Krishna has arranged that. He's the yajna. So they could run around. The legs, just talking about the universal form of it. So the legs were manifest. And then yajna is the name of Vishnu. But if we do it right, then in this Brahma Samhita it says, by meditating on me by means of these deeds, one will obtain devotion, characterized by love in the shape of the Supreme Service. So that's explained in the purport, and also it's all throughout Bhagavad Gita that whatever you do, think of me. He told Arjuna, fight, but think of me. He didn't tell him you have to go in the... Arjuna wanted to go in the forest and meditate, but Krishna said, no, you have to fight, but you have to think of me. So then he explains that, you know, the same work, if someone is doing it just for his own sense gratification, you know, to build up his comfort, you know. Basically, that's what all the ads are for, luxury, right? Luxurious apartment, luxury, beyond luxury, when I saw one car or something here advertised. It's a big theme for the ads. In Bali now, the main ads besides cigarettes is mattresses. The world's greatest mattress from America. Experience real luxury sleep, you know. People want luxury, so they're working very hard, thinking that with more money they can make their body comfortable, you know. You can get a better air conditioner, the latest model that purifies the air also or something. And it's not as noisy, and, you know, it uses less electricity. There's always a new one coming, better one, every year. Especially in Japan, they have one, you know, market only electronics. And so every spring, all the air conditioners are out on the street, you know, all the latest model. And, you know, that you can't live without this one. And then in the fall, it's all the new heaters. You know, there's less pollution, quieter, cheaper. And so you have to work hard. Work a little bit harder, you get more money, and get a more comfortable car. So when you're stuck in the traffic, it's not as bad. You know, you can have such a nice music playing, and you can have temperature control, and you have your telephone now. So they're working so hard just to try to be comfortable, but the body can never really be comfortable. When the person that has, you know, all the most opulent things to make him comfortable gets sick, he suffers even more than that person who's austere, because he can't stand it. You know, he's separated from his comfort. So he says, so it can be karma kanda, if one is working just for sense gratification, for accumulating, you know, money, and money means artha. Then you can get the nice house and the comfortable bed, and you can have lots of children, and you can have a nice car and a driver, and you can have maid servants, and, right? Because they need a maid servant because they're working so much, they don't have time to do anything at home. So, and if one is just trying to learn something, trying to gain knowledge, and it can be jnana yoga, can be mixed up, and then bhakti can be mixed in, so jnana bhakti, you know, mishra. But then ultimately, if one is really working, but he's, you know, his meditation is on his goal of life as Krishna, and he's utilizing the fruits of his labor for Krishna, his house is, you know, Krishna is the center of the house, offering everything to Krishna and chanting in the house, then it's bhakti. No matter what work one is doing, it's not that one has to be in a temple only and only doing artik or something. But because sometimes someone is doing artik and someone is a pujari, but their consciousness is somewhere else, you know, even in our movement. But in many temples, it, and the pujari is just his job, and he's getting paid. And then I saw in Africa, there's one, the Hindus built a really nice temple, very opulent, big Radha and Krishna deities, a huge one. And, but the temple's locked up, you know. There's a pujari, a Brahmin, but you, when you go there, you see him downstairs doing yajnas for the householders that come, and you know they give him money. And the deity means nothing. They put some ground nuts, so when people come and take prasad, you know. And they don't have that idea of serving the deity. They're just displaying the deity, like Bhakti Siddhanta said. Using the Shalagram Shiva to crack nuts. Just display the deity so people will come and give a donation. So that, it's a matter of consciousness. One can be studying, one can be working, it can be any kind of thing, in any kind of varna or ashram, and be a devotee or be a karmi or be a jnani, you know, depending on your consciousness.
So Prabhupada somehow really got into it with this purport, really, right? Really long. But the point is there, so this... I was just in Singapore where all the devotees are. They're all Indian and they're all working. So we get that question all so often. How can, you know, we have to do all this work? How can we think of Krishna? So, of course, while you're working, while you're lecturing on, you know, electronics, you can't really remember Krishna at the same time. But the purpose is for Krishna. That's the thing. But some things we're doing, we can, you know, chant at the same time also. Some kinds of work. But sometimes, like, people have a job where they could be chanting, but then other people on a job wouldn't like it. You have to chant quietly. When I first went to the temple, of course, the temple didn't have any money, so they asked me to get a job and work. That was a common thing then. So yeah, I had just started chanting and was working, and so I would chant, and the supervisor said, you know, that's disturbing the other guys. Keep quiet, you know. They can't understand what, you know, that kind of thing. But then we have to somehow keep it inside. But Krishna helps devotees if they utilize, it's how we utilize the fruit of the work. It's what counts, not what we're doing necessarily. The fruit means, you know, whatever we get for our work. Then if someone's preaching, they get dakshina, they get money. So if we just say, okay, now Krishna gave me all this money, so I'll just get myself a very luxurious house somewhere and enjoy, and, you know, eat opulently or whatever, then that's not right, it's not renounced, but So Prabhupada really pounds away on this, because and now Indian cities are more crazy than other cities. I don't know how jammed up they are. And then you got, like here, we got all the motorbikes like really rushing, right, going on the footpath. And I haven't seen, I thought, when they, some of those motorbike taxis, they smash their handlebars so they can squeeze through more narrow, you know. And they used to be cheap when they first started, and people realized that you can get there much faster, so now they cost more than a regular taxi. No, you jump on that and they just, it's quite a ride, but we're all in a big hurry. You always have to be rushing somewhere, and it's not easy to get anywhere in the daytime. You can't predict. And it, for what? So the problem is that most people are just rushing for, they have no idea the goal of life. They're just running here and there, running on their legs, running on the bicycle and the, you know, motorbike and the car and the train and the bus, because they're just, you know, thinking that they can enjoy it, and they have no idea of Krishna. If someone's doing that, but they're giving everything to Krishna, then they'll be peaceful even while they're doing that, even in the running around, whatever has to be done. Or they could be like Ram Lakshman, and he used to just leave at, you know, 4 or 5 in the morning, even though the work in the city was at 10 or something. He'd just go to the park and chant. They could just drive really easy, you know. Some people do that. But not everybody, most people, they can't get up early because they're up late. Mm-hmm. Trying to relieve the pain of the hard day's work by intoxication or watching television or something. And so then they have to sleep late, then they have to face the, you know, the crush, the rush. So the realization will be according to the nature of one's faith. Faith is a real factor. Okay, Prabhupada says like this, acharyas say like this, let's do that. And as much as we really have that trust them and have faith, then Krishna tesham satyatiyastanam vajitam priti purvakam vidami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayante. He gives knowledge, he gives realization, you know, by which one can know him. Krishna gives it. Can't get it by just studying. We don't, you know, we don't read Srimad Bhagavatam just to memorize it and answer a bunch of questions. You know, quote a few verses. That helps, but we read it to be with Krishna, to get purified, you know, to relish Krishna, to associate with Krishna and all the different acharyas that are represented. The prophet said, Narada Muni has so kindly appeared on these pages. They're there. Prabhupada is there on every page because he's writing, he's given it to us. But then whoever is there, that, you know, all the incarnations, Narada Muni, Vyasadeva, Sukadeva, they're all there. So we associate with them. And as much as we can really relish that and submissively hear from them, then Krishna gives us. So that whatever we have to do in this life, you know, due to whatever reason, you know, when it's, karma must be a factor, but it's not the only factor for devotees, that we're just working and enjoying and suffering according to our karma. But as much as we're not fully surrendered, the karma is a factor. And then Krishna is mixing it up with, you know, as much as we're surrendering to help us to
they don't get beyond it. But devotee carries on when there's trouble, chatenu kampan, he takes it, this is a result of my past activities. But when things go good, you know, he thinks this is Krishna's mercy. Then we can be determined and equipoised that, you know, because we know everything is temporary, so if things come materially very nice, we don't get too excited about it and too attached, because it's temporary, and if we're too excited and attached, then when it's over, we'll be depressed. And we don't get too attached when things are not nice either, because it's going to change anyway. It's always temporary. But that we just stick with Krishna, who's always, Krishna is always good. Krishna doesn't change. The modes of nature are always changing. Goodness, they're competing. And our mind is always going up and down, just like everything else in the material world. But Krishna, we want to fix it on Krishna, who's always the same. Krishna is steady. He doesn't change. The soul doesn't change either. So just work for Krishna. Think of me, manmana bhava madbhakta madhyaji mama rasku. 2 times Krishna said that, so obviously exactly the same, so it's obviously very important. Become my devotee, think of me. How can we think of Krishna? The easiest way. Chanting. Preaching also, of course, is chanting. Like Prabhupada, somebody said, I have trouble controlling my mind when I chant. Prabhupada said, what's the difficulty? Chant with your tongue, you hear with the ears. Why worry about the mind? Because if you really utilize the mind, of course, to chant and hear, then the mind is under control. The mind is utilized properly. If we wait for the mind to become peaceful before we can chant, then we may never chant. It'll always have some other idea. All right? Any question or comment?
Definitely. Especially Spain, big cities becoming day by day more and more tough, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, sometimes, you know, if you don't work, then, you know, not possible to, you know, especially, you know, exist, you know, even in a city. I mean, if you work, then you're so much traveling and working, and it becomes too hectic, you know, so. I don't know if there's some other thing out.
Well, that's why we have to preach. The city's also should be a good opportunity to preach because there's so many people.
You know, so it's good for Harinam, it's good for book distribution. But then we find also that all the other people are in the same boat, so it's not easy for them to follow up. Even they want to. I was just thinking this morning of, you know, like, well, Chigi and Love You Krishna, what's her name?
Jim.
Huh? Himunapriya. Yeah, so they're devotees. You know, and there's lots of Thai devotees like that, but they don't forget Krishna. They try to chant, but they really get caught up in this life. You know, Chigi is like 2 or 3 jobs and going to school and But it's not, and there's many from way back, like a Rathiyatra. We see people nobody knows them. Ram Lakshman doesn't even know them. They have neck beads and they have a chapa bag, you know, and they're Thai. So, you know, it's just such a nature of the place. But then you go to the countryside nowadays and there's nobody there. They're all moving to the city. You know, India, Japan, countryside empty. There's some old people trying to farm. So that's why the only solution is to be, you know, depending on Krishna, and somehow or other, you know, you can manage, like you're managing. Because life, it's a struggle no matter where you are, you know, to keep going. a farmer, it's not like easy life. Mm-hmm. Although there's a, I don't know if I sent you the link. Somebody had, I saved it, I think. One, it's a Thai guy from the village somewhere. So he was describing that when television came and everything, everyone said, you have to go to Bangkok, you have to go to Bangkok. And he said he went to Bangkok and he tried to, he studied, then he had a job. He said, I worked really hard and he wasn't getting anywhere. And, you know, just, and finally he went back to the village and he said, you know, he doesn't have to work that much. He said, that's why Thai people have so many festivals. Farmer doesn't have to work that much. He plants the rice and he waits and then he harvests. And he said, you know, he built a house. He built a mud house or something. Didn't cost anything. He said his friend is working in Bangkok. He built a house. He has to pay for 30 years to pay for it. And, you know, it was, Krishna wasn't in the picture, but, you know, could have, that's what Prabhupada said. They have time. You know, they work early in the morning and then they have time. I asked in Sweden, you know, what did people do back in the old days, you know? Because they have like only a few months of farming. Well, in the winter they stayed home and read their Bibles and stuff, you know, and wait for the spring to come and then they work really hard again to farming it. Then they grow grains and they save all that. And they, during the winter, they have their cows and they milk the cows and read their Bible. And, you know, but nowadays not like that because you have television, you have electricity, you have a car, you can run around, you can go somewhere, and so. But it's whatever for any of us. It's difficult living anywhere. In the material body is difficult. But every problem is ultimately just due to our mindset. To pray to Krishna, help me, help me, help me. Right? Then it's blissful. And pray to Krishna, we can. Like Jamuna Priya, I wish somebody could go visit her. She still puts nice things on her Facebook and stuff. I wrote her a note. She said, yeah, I'm really sorry. I really miss the temple, but my job, I have to work so hard. You know? And, you know, we don't have time to go visit them. They don't have time to come to us either. Can't say, you know, can't think, oh, they're in Maya necessarily. They are, but Maya has, you know, trying to keep everybody away. That's why we need the Bhakti Bhiksha thing, and we need to have more and more programs. You know? And inspire people to, you know, talk to other people, do whatever they can, because they do, you know, these people, they do something to tell others about Krishna. Is that all right? Yeah. Gopal? You all right? So, you were doing like a Skype broadcast for a while?
Me?
This class?
Yeah, we are doing for a while, I think, Padmavati and few others. And I think what we should do is maybe put it, record it and put it on the website or something.
Yeah, something so they can catch it anytime.
Anjan was, he's still working on the website. He said he'll try to.
He's
changed something. Did you see the website recently?
I haven't seen it, but I saw like Ma Duty Prabhu, he puts his class on Ustream every time. But then Ustream keeps them. You can, there's an archive there. It's kind of weird because, you know, the computer's down here and it's kind of looking up on his face. But, you know, it records quite good when it can be live or later. It's free. Somebody told me I should do that, but, you know, you have to get started on things. Now I just send it every day to ISKCON Desire Tree. But, you know, when someone goes to ISKCON Desire Tree, they have lectures by 200 or 300 different devotees. Everyone has a few hundred or thousands. So, you know, they have, if they're looking for a particular person, they'll find it. But that's in China, they do that. They, you know, these classes are
broadcast, but they're recorded also and then there. So you can go back and anybody can go anytime and find it. Of course, then you need to take class in time, time translation. But it's good to give people a chance to connect. Okay? Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.